Hey, hi, this is the Interesting Show. I'm Olivier, your host. We are here in building 25 in the green room of the Channel 9 Studios. And I have Ricky with me. Hey, Ricky, how are you?
Good.
So Ricky is part of the Azure Maps team, right? And so we recently announced the GA of Azure Maps.
Right.
And it was previously called Location-Based Services.
Correct.
First question, for those who don't know about what used to be called LBS, is called Azure Maps. What is Azure Maps?
Well, Azure Maps is a portfolio of services and APIs. So not only is it visual maps, but there's a bunch of services behind that you need to do to power your spatial location applications. So things like geocoding and routing and traffic data and time zone data. We expose all that through REST-based services. Some of those are tied into a web control or into other map controls. And you can then use that to do spatial analysis and analysis against your own data and for data visualization.
Got it. And so what are you doing in this team?
So I'm a senior program manager. Mm-hmm. And so my primary focuses are around all map controls. So mm-hmm. For both web, mobile, desktop. And also the developer community is a big focus of mine as well.
Okay. So I've been asked a couple times about Azure Maps before we dive into the few very cool demos that you prepared for us. I've been asked a couple times, what is the advantage of having a past service for doing these kind of things versus just reaching out to an existing REST API service like other ones out there?
Well, that's a good question. There's benefits to both, but the nice thing of having a one-stop shop, essentially, mm-hmm. with Azure Maps is you get the best services that we have already on Azure.
Okay.
And so you get that big benefit there. And so if you already have an Azure subscription, it just makes sense. It's just another service you pull in.
Okay.
On top of that, we have a lot of experience at Microsoft when it comes to geospatial. We have a lot of partners that mm-hmm. That are in that space as well. And so we're working very closely with them, and we're actually getting a lot of these partners to actually take their services and expose them through us.
Okay.
Just because it makes a lot more sense to get everyone working together rather than what we've been doing for ages is all kind of competing against each other.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everyone gets a little bit ahead and then someone else catches up. And if we work together, we can get a lot further.
Love that. And so you came up with demos that are actually for developers. Like you guys have been doing lots of work, not only on the service, but also on documentation, on samples, on things that are useful for developers to understand how to use that service, right? Well, let's see what you have.
Okay. So yeah, the first demo I wanted to show here, just a real plain basic map,
okay.
There's a lot more to it than what we see on the surface. The big one is the fact that we're using vector tile layers. Mm-hmm. So basically, rather than taking down an image of the map from the internet and then loading it, and then as you zoom, loading another image, we're actually pulling down raw data, and we're actually rendering the data locally rather than an image.
Okay.
And so by doing that, the view of the map that we see here takes up a lot less data doing that way, so we can actually load the maps a lot faster.
Uh-huh.
Plus, as we're waiting for the data to download, we can actually go through and render the lower resolution that we have today, or at this moment,
mm-hmm.
And keep modifying it as you zoom in. So if we take a look here at this here, as I zoom in, you can see it's nice and fluid.
Nice.
And we don't see the flashing of tiles appearing and disappearing.
Okay.
It's all there.
Got it. Before you jump to another one, so what is that environment you're actually showing that sample? Is it something that actually is going to be available to everyone?
Yes, so this here is the most basic part of the whole platform.
Yeah.
Is the basic map control. You can overlay all types of data on top of it.
Okay. What I was saying is you have this thing called Azure Maps code samples,
yeah.
Right? So that environment to me is the map, I get it. What I'm looking at is actually, it seems like you have all the samples regrouped somewhere that people can start playing with it.
Yeah, so this is, right now I'm running it locally, but this is something we're planning to make available to developers. Essentially, it started off with when I joined the team and we're building the control. I wanted to build samples to figure out how it work, does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so as people ask questions, we'll continue adding samples to this and just make them available.
Awesome.
In addition to flat 2D maps, you can also change the, we can rotate it, we can change the pitch.
Ooh.
And you can also notice that, you see the Seattle label is always facing towards you in the proper way because we're using vector data.
Okay.
Another cool feature, so we have traffic data. And so the traffic data, there's two different types. There's the overlay that we see here, which is the color-coded roads. Mm-hmm. And then there's also incident data, which is the little push pins on there. So like things like road closures and traffic jams and things like that. And the very useful information, mm-hmm. the traffic data is updated every 2 minutes. So super high resolution traffic data. And not only do we use it for rendering and for point data, but we also use it in our traffic, our routing service. So for predictive routing and also real-time routing.
Got it. And as we were saying before, it's one-stop shop. Everything is in the box, right? So you don't have to go shop for a traffic service and then try and put that on your map from another service. Everything is in the same place.
Yeah. So another thing I wanted to show you is, so, you know, this is great for pulling in other people's data, but what about your own data?
Yep.
You know, some of our customers have large data needs or large data sets. So this is just to kind of show you the performance. We're running this in a browser, in Edge, 167,000 plus shapes on the map. So it's a bit of a blob at the moment. So 140 megabytes is the raw data when it's in GeoJSON format, which is a standard format.
Okay.
But yet, if we get focus on the map, we can see just how smooth it is.
Wow, nice.
And so that was the zooming, the panning, and you know, it's just all nice and fluid. We, in addition to that, we also have nice fast mouse events. So usually that would be a problem where you're running that much data, you'd have to probably be an image and you do a server. We're doing this all in WebGL, so it's all local. So we're able to get nice fast mouse interactions with that. We don't have to call any backend service. And that's also a nice security feature as well, where this data here didn't leave my computer. No one else could even sniff the data out.
Got it. Okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
What's next? So it's like you're getting me excited here.
All right. So one of the nice things, so, you know, you've seen what, you know, a brief intro into what it can do. Mm-hmm. Now you want to go and do it. So now you need the documentation. So if we take a look at the documentation, you'll see that not only do we have text, but we also have interactive code samples. So you can go through here, you see the code, you see the map. We're using CodePen to help you out, but if you wanted to edit this, you just simply edit it right in the docs, and it'll go through and update the sample. So there we go. We just changed the zoom level to 1, and now you get instant feedback on, all right, so if I did this, what happens?
So that's basically your test bench for your code against Azure Maps.
Right, yeah, and so this is essentially what the way I see this as a developer is when I'm getting started, I go through the docs, I try out these interactive code samples, and now I need more deeper code samples, and that's when I'll switch over to that other project I just showed you, where some of those samples in the other project, they could be any length, so if there's a really hard scenario that takes thousands of lines of code, you're probably better off putting that there than having that in the documentation.
Yeah, true. Well, I mean, like, definitely, as you were saying, it's a like multi-step process. You learn about the feature, you get the basics of the code and the service, and then you jump into the more complex ones. Awesome, that's awesome. Well, I'm sure you're gonna get back with even more. We have a fantastic service here that serves developers, and as you can see, lots of docs, lots of samples, and well, let us know what you think. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Ricky.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.